Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, your local parish minister at Saltcoats North Parish Church. As well as hello in English, let me say Ni Hao Ma, since last time we were thinking about the Chinese language. Tonight, let me whisk you away again to the exotic Far East, to the island of Taiwan, just off the coast of mainland China. And there we can learn another valuable lesson, made in Taiwan, as the labels say. So to get us in the mood, here's another sample of Chinese or Taiwanese music. When Mao Zedong and the Chinese communists took over China, Chiang Kai-shek and his troops retreated off the coast of mainland China to its island province of Taiwan. Ever since then, mainland China has claimed that Taiwan is part of China and should be united under the communist rule, while Taiwan claims that it is the real China, free from the rebellious communist coup. It's a very live issue even still today. America so far has promised to back Taiwan if China dares to try to capture it. The island is only 90 miles from the mainland, and a lot of saber-rattling goes on. The people in Taiwan live under the constant danger that the mainlanders will attack them. Meanwhile, they have worked hard at building up one of the world's best economies. At one time in the 1980s, Taiwan had the fastest growing economy in the world. So many of our products had the label Made in Taiwan on them. Here's another sample of Taiwanese music. I'm not an expert in Taiwan's current state, but when I was there, there was only one party in power. There were other political parties, it's just that they never won power. The unofficial opposition was not allowed to assemble together except for 10 days before an election. It was ruled as a police state. Men were not allowed to travel abroad until they were 30 years old. in case hot-headed youths came back with any fancy ideas about democracy. It was a nation permanently ready for war, with conscription of 2 years in the army for all young people. People had pass cards and phones were often tapped. People were frightened to talk politics because the walls had ears. I took part in a Bible study with about 25 people in the group. Someone mentioned the government and was met with an indignant, "Don't you talk about our government like that." Then one of the group slipped out the back door. He was probably the government spy in the midst. People get government propaganda all the time, and there's a bit of rewriting of history. There was a revealing moment when I joined a youth group for a course. As a group, we went to see poverty, pollution and prostitution. Then we came back to a hall to discuss what we'd seen. One lad said, "So what is the answer to these things?" I said, "It doesn't work that way. We can't address big issues like these and get an answer in 5 minutes." And he said, "We always got answers at school." When I went to visit Dr. Gao, the General Secretary of the Taiwanese Presbyterian Church, I found he was unavailable because he'd been arrested for harbouring a man who was wanted for questioning by the government. His sentence was 4 years, 3 months and 21 days, in other words, an arbitrary figure. Just before his arrest, the Presbyterian Church had made 3 public criticisms of the government. Here is a song about living under such restricted freedom.
Thank you.
We are very fortunate in this country to have all the freedoms that we enjoy, so treasure them. By the way, I went to prison in Taiwan, to visit, I hastily add. I went to visit Trevor, an Englishman, and Hugh, a New Zealander, who had been convicted of drug smuggling. In Taiwan, prison is for punishment, not reform. All prisoners got just 10 minutes of visiting per week, and that meant that if the minister visited, then the family could not. The prisoners got 30 minutes of exercise, if the guards felt like it. Cells for two people actually contained six people, which meant that they could only move one at a time. The seven prisoners in the whole prison who spoke English were all separated, so they could not talk to each other. Trevor and Hugh had been 3 years with Chinese prisoners they could not speak to. Trevor had been on a one-day-only stopover in Taiwan, and in that one day he'd been caught with drugs. We should not take our freedoms for granted. Around the world, millions of people, billions even, have less freedom than we enjoy. There are political prisoners and prisoners of conscience. There are people caught in poverty traps, people trapped in addictions, people caught in one-party dictatorships. Rousseau, the French philosopher, profoundly said, "People everywhere speak of freedom, yet everywhere people are in chains." Even the captors are in chains. For instance, hijackers of an aeroplane find themselves trapped in the very plane that they have hijacked. And African leaders get trapped in power, unable to resign without being assassinated by their successors and enemies. Everywhere people are in chains, chains of one kind or another. Chained to the kitchen sink, roped into the marriage bond, tied to in-laws and outlaws, stuck in a rut, wage slaves, housebound, hamsters in a wheel, rats in a maze in the rat race of life, a young person trapped inside an old body, a creative spirit imprisoned by other people's lack of imagination. People are trapped by guilt complexes, phobias and fears, bad habits and addictions, physical and mental illness. The list is endless. Not just individuals, but whole nations get trapped. Ireland and the Balkans got trapped in their own history. African countries are trapped in poverty, debt, and an AIDS epidemic. The Middle East is trapped in endless cycles of violence and tit-for-tat retaliations. Rousseau was right. People everywhere speak of freedom, yet everywhere people are in chains. But don't despair. I bring you good news. There is a way out of hell. From hell to heaven, in fact. Prophets foretold us, and angels announced it, and Jesus appeared, saying, "I have come to bring good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to announce release to captives and freedom to those in prison." Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "Your sins are forgiven. Rise, take up your bed and walk." Jesus said to the blind, the lame, the deaf, and the demon-possessed, "Be whole, be healed, be clean." Jesus said to the dead Lazarus, "Come forth." Jesus said to the storm, "Be still." Jesus' catchphrase was, "Fear not, I am with you." And Jesus says to us too, "Fear not, for I have overcome the world. I will not fail you or forsake you. I am with you always. Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Zacchaeus was freed from his greed, Bartimaeus from his blindness, Peter from his guilt. The Israelites were freed from slavery in Egypt, and we can be freed from all that ties us down. There's just one catch to all this. The only way to enjoy the freedom which Jesus offers is to accept the gift of the freedom which he offers. Sound simple? Not quite. To gain freedom, we have to surrender our soul totally to Jesus. It is a paradox. Freedom is not doing whatever we like. Freedom is obeying and serving Jesus. Bye for now. See you next time.
Used to be me, and the only way out is me. only way in, and it's you. I've been wasting my time, but not anymore. I've been through the maze, and it led to your door. And the only way out is the only way in, and it's you.
Oh, 所有的眼泪也都该停止在